USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is happy about an order from an appeals court to dismiss a case against his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
He was treated very, very horribly by a group of very bad people, and I think you'll see things are going to start to come out.
The president making those comments at the White House while meeting with the president of Poland. Senate Democrats blocked a Republican police reform bill on a key procedural vote on Wednesday. Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott reacts to Democrats blocking the bill.
Here's the truth. In Detroit, Atlanta, Minneapolis, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, all these cities could have banned chokeholds themselves. All these communities have been run by Democrats for decades. Decades.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. And again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, David. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
For the fourth time in a month, Twitter is flagging a tweet of President Trump's. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Twitter writing that the post violates the company's abusive behavior policy. The president's tweet read, "There will never be an autonomous zone in Washington, D.C. as long as I'm your president. If they try, they will be met with serious force." Twitter wrote, "We've placed a public interest notice on this tweet for violating our policy against abusive behavior, specifically the presence of a threat of harm against an identifiable group. The warning is posted above the tweet and appears if users try to retweet it." The company is saying that although the tweet broke its rules, it will remain on the service given its relevance to ongoing public conversation.
A 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck rural California on Wednesday. The earthquake's epicenter in Inyo County is about 220 miles north-northeast of Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Statues of former presidents George Washington and Thomas Jefferson have been defaced or torn down by protesters across the country. Where does that leave Mount Rushmore, which displays two of those presidents in huge granite in South Dakota's Black Hills? South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem tells Fox News she's taking steps to protect Mount Rushmore.
You know, this is obviously a federal mountain. It is a national monument. It is something that we will partner with them and use the resources of the state to make sure that we have security measures in place. I won't get into specifics, but we do have actions together that we're working on. We have the president visiting on July 3rd, and we're excited about that. But we also know that this threat to the mountain could remain in place for quite some time, and we're prepared to be there and be diligent about protecting it.
America's pastime will move forward. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns reports.
The shout of play ball will be heard once again. Major League Baseball players have worked out the details for a 60-game season that will start in mid-July. The last hurdle around safety and health protocols was cleared Tuesday night. Players will report for training July 1st, more than 3 months after spring training was halted due to the COVID-19 pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
And for more news online, you can find us at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.